Welcome to Your Next Mission podcast with the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley. Proudly presented by Cavalry Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans.
Hello out there, warriors, past and present, and your families. Thank you for serving our great country, and welcome to Season 3 of Your Next Mission Video Podcast, a program initiative of the American Freedom Foundation. I'm Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, and your host. Before we get started today, though, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Cavalry Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans for making Your Next Mission happen. They love our veterans and families. I say it every week. We love them too. We have a grateful show for you. In fact, we have a wonderful show for you today. We're going to be focusing on PGA HOPE. HOPE stands for Helping Our Patriots Everywhere. It's a flagship military program of the PGA American Foundation. And I'm so excited to introduce Chris Nowick, PGA of America, military and veteran liaison, and a U.S. Marine Corps retiree. Hooah, Chris.
Hoorah.
So glad to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me, Sergeant Major. Looking forward to talking to your listeners about all the great things PGA of America is doing with the game of golf and helping our veterans feel.
All right. But Chris, before we jump into all that, because I know a lot about the PGA, I think I do anyway, could you tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I grew up in the military. My dad's a Korea Vietnam veteran. Died at 58 from Agent Orange. I had a really, really phenomenal childhood because of my dad and what he did for me. I joined the Marine Corps right out of high school, 0311 infantry, Operation Bright Star, came back, was an instructor on an Army base, Fort Sam Houston, which will help you understand my love for the Army. While training with them, they decided that let's use live rounds today and not tell the Marine Corps. Ended up getting shot and ended up losing my leg as a result of that gunshot wound, and then went to work for the Department of Veterans Affairs for 18 years, and then hopped over to PGA of America to help run the HOPE program and get it going.
Well, let me start off by saying thank you for your service. A lot of people say that. You know, I'm an old soldier too, but thank you for your dedication to really to our country. You did quite a bit, and I certainly appreciate it. Not just me, but I'm sure everybody I know and everyone in this country appreciates all you've done. Most of our viewers probably know a lot about know what the PGA is, I guess, but especially if they're golfers. I'm a golfer, probably called a hacker or something like that. Can you tell us about the foundation of PGA HOPE and why the PGA would really create a program that really benefits our military so much? I understand why they, yeah.
It's a great question, Sergeant Major. So PGA of America has a foundation. It's called PGA Reach. And underneath that, they have three pillars. They have a junior league. They have diversity and inclusion. And then they have the military pillar, which is PGA HOPE, which we provide 6 to 8 weeks free golf lessons to veterans in a format at which we start the veteran with the grip all the way up to the last week where they go out and play some golf.
Oh, wow. I get around quite a bit, probably just like you do. And there's a lot of different kind of golf programs out here in our country. What makes this program really unique? I mean, there's probably because you're working with them, I guess. But
Of course, you got a Marine. Anytime you have a Marine leading something, it's
going to be. I'm not going to go there. But that you may be right about this one. Go ahead.
All right. So what we've done with our golf program is we recognize there's a lot of great people in the golf community doing things for veterans, raising money, exposing veterans to a game, giving them free sets of golf clubs, and giving them the opportunity to play golf. But what PGA of America did is we took a different approach. We wanted to use golf as a therapeutic intervention in veterans in the recovering process, whether it's limb loss, spinal cord injury, or more so, most of our participants are suffering from some form of PTSD. So what we did to deliver this modality is we developed a curriculum in which we start with the grip all the way up until the veteran goes out on the last week and plays around the golf. What we're trying to do is get the veteran to think about things differently and using the game of golf to do that. So if a veteran goes out and shoots 118, let's say after playing 18, That's 118 times in that Veterans Day that they're not thinking about the trauma they've experienced and witnessed. So how do we do that? Is if you ever played the game of golf, you have to have singular focus. You can't be thinking about anything else to strike that golf ball. You know, so we want to teach the veteran through the game of golf how to clear their mind and focus on the task at hand. As you know, in golf, if you hit a bad shot, you have to leave that behind you. You can't think about that bad shot as you're about to hit the next shot. So what we want veterans to understand, same thing in life. If you have a bad day, you got to forget about that bad day and move forward. So what we're trying to do is we call that a moment in time. So when the veteran goes out there and is playing this round of golf, they're going to be clearing. We're teaching them to clear their mind, singular focus, focus on striking that golf ball and have that moment in time. So then when they're out in everyday life or dealing with family issues, we're getting them to reflect back. Okay, let me calm down. Let me get a thought process. And let me move forward. Versus just immediately reacting, taking the negativity of the previous day, previous experience they just had, and be positive about it and keep that thought process throughout everyday life. We're having great results. We're going to put 7,500 veterans through this year.
Oh, wow.
And we have over 220 programs across the country.
Yeah. One of the things, you said a whole lot of stuff right there just a minute ago. One of the things that, you know, I spent a long time in the military, and I did a lot with different groups of veterans organizations throughout my life, I guess. But one of the things I remember, I was playing a tournament up in D.C., and we had some wounded warriors up there, and we was hitting, and this is probably a bad story, we was hitting golf balls, and there's some warriors there that had prosthetics, just like yourself. And his legs were fused. That's what it was. Both his knees were fused. And he hit the golf ball, and I turned around, and he had to crawl up to the next level to hit some balls. And I don't know. In my mind, everybody needs a stress reliever. You know, we have a lot of suicides that are veterans, and a lot of stuff happens. But I agree with you in the fact that when you get out and you hit that golf ball, it is a moment in time. It's where you relax a little bit. You try to release that stress of life. There's a lot of people that run around that don't, you can't physically see their wounds, but they have scars. Right. You have scars anyway, just like me. I probably got a lot of different scars, but I got scars and things I certainly don't want to talk about sometimes, but it gets to you. I think this is a wonderful program because it allows you, here's another thing, it allows you to get off the couch. It allows you to go out and be involved. And the other thing, I'll sort of shut up here in a minute, but the other thing it lets you do is that when you're talking to other veterans, you got a direct connection. You know, you're going to talk to people that understand. Like, I don't know about you, but I've talked to people before, and I've talked to them about war, and I'll talk about a bunch of stuff. And really, quite frankly, they feel uncomfortable, they'll change the subject and go somewhere else. But a veteran, no matter what service, we can harass each other and stuff like that, and I love doing that. But a veteran understands what your issues are. And so I just think this is a wonderful thing to do. Yeah.
You're absolutely correct. And what we're finding out, and it was very, very amazing about this, even something I really didn't plan for when starting this, is how much the veterans are getting from each other.
Yeah.
How much they're getting, you know, there's after like 2 or 3 weeks, they're like, yo, what are you doing Tuesday? You want to play? So all of a sudden, all these veterans are starting to develop their own little golf community amongst themselves. They're starting to golf. I'm hearing stories about veterans now golfing with their dad, you know, something they've always wanted to do, but they never knew how to play golf. You know, it's just so carries into everyday life. And that's what we're focused on. We're focused on using golf as the delivery tool, but golf really isn't what we're teaching these veterans. Yeah. We're teaching these veterans how to think differently, how to clear their mind. You know, for example, you're playing golf. You go out to play, you get paired up with some strangers. In three holes, you're going to be able to tell whether or not they're a jack wagon or not.
Yeah.
You know, they might be a real, you know, real pain in the ass out there. And you got to learn how to deal with
it. Yeah. I got to tell you a funny story. I play golf at MacDill Air Force Base. And there, for years down there, this guy had one arm that played golf. And I'd go out and they'd team me up with different people. And I played with him one time, a couple times, really, quite a few times, I guess. And he'd hit the ball right down the middle. And I think he'd probably have a 7 or 8 handicap because he's an unbelievable putter and he's really good. And the other guy I played with one time down there was, he couldn't see at all. He was blind. And he had somebody that would, you know, say, you got to go this way or whatever. But he was an incredible golfer. And so, hey, Chris, why was so golf really instrumental in your life? I mean, we talked about you lost a limb and stuff. So I guess it really, I'm certainly think it changed your life too, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, I found golf real late in my my rehab journey. Played all the other sports before. Played hockey, powerlifting, and all those other sports, and they were more of adrenaline junkie sports.
Yeah,
you know, hockey. You know, love. You know, if you're out on the ice to meet, you knew you were going to get hit. You know, powerlifting, just a matter of being aggressive.
Yeah, I used to be a powerlifter myself, but I got out of that. Go ahead.
Kind of. And movements and stuff like that, where golf is so mind focused. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can be, you know, 250. You have a 450 bench, and you know a 12-year-old who can swing a golf club is going to outdrive you.
Well, it's not about strength. It's about tempo. It's about tempo. Yeah. Absolutely. I've been playing probably over 25 or 30 years. But I remember one time, the first set of golf clubs I ever bought, I bought them out of a bend. I didn't have much money. So it was like 30 or 40 bucks. And I bought one club at a time. And I was really a terrible golfer. But I was out there, I was hitting a ball. And I had a ball down in a little ditch. And I started to hit this ball. And of course, I duffed it, right? And then I raised that club back. And I was getting ready to smack that club on the ground. I probably would have broke the shaft or something like that. And I got to, you know, about halfway down, and I stopped. And I thought to myself, man, I paid for this golf club. I don't make that much money anyway, so I'm not going to damage my club. Hey, Chris, who's able to participate or get involved with PGA for Hope?
Any veteran, been honorably discharged, doesn't matter branch of service, doesn't matter disability rating, time of service. We are open to all veterans. And that's one thing that's great about PGA of America and the PGA Hope program is if you're a veteran, we're going to put you in a program. We're going to give you free golf lessons, and we're going to impact your life through the game of golf.
Yeah. Does families get involved in that process too, Chris?
No, we're not. You know, that's something we talk about because we do know golf is a family activity. Right now, you know, we're our sixth year into this. Plus, we had 2 years off for COVID. We're just now starting to gain momentum where we are looking at how we're going to possibly expand the program. And it's one of the things we're looking at, but we are truly, truly, you know, focused on the veteran, teaching them golf and teaching them the mindset of the moment in time.
Yeah. The only reason I say family is because I know your spouse, I've been married a lot of years, but your spouse knows more about you than probably anybody else. I don't know if you're married or not, but that's, it's therapy for them too. Maybe that's something you guys ought to at least think about someday.
Oh, it's definitely something we are thinking about.
Yeah, that's perfect. Hey, we're talking with Chris Norwick, PGA of America Military and Veteran Liaison of the head of PGA Hope, a military program of the PGA for veterans with disabilities. And it's really just a wonderful program that helps our veterans as much as they can, because you need to get, like I said before, you need to get off that couch and get out and socialize a little bit. And you're watching Your Next Mission video podcast with me, your host, Jack O'Tilly, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. And don't forget, if you enjoyed this discussion, please like us. Click on that subscribe button below. Chris, I understand the PGA Hope is in, you said a few minutes ago, over 200 facilities across the country. You know, how did that happen? I think what you got to do is you got to find a golf course that'll say, yeah, we'll participate with you. But that's got to be pretty challenging to find all those people.
Yeah, you know, PGA is very, very fortunate. We were able to snag a young lady called Brandy Kane, who comes from another nonprofit. Her husband's he's an Army veteran.
Wait, hold, watch your mouth now. Go ahead.
We're still questioning that hire. But no, she's done a phenomenal job of recognizing and taking a different approach. When I first started, I was a Marine with an Excel spreadsheet and a couple crayons.
Yeah.
You know, we were trying to ham and egg it through. with her coming aboard and being focused on where are the veterans, where are PGA golf professionals, and developing a track in which we can marry those two up. And that's helped us grow in the last 2 years tenfold. It's been an absolute phenomenal addition to the team. We're just continuing to move forward, but you know, it takes a nation to heal a veteran. You know, the VA can't do it alone. DOD can't do it alone. You know, private entities like PGA of America and other organizations need to lean in and be part of the healing process. So, you know, I think it's important that people remember that, well, you know, veterans are out there. We may not be in armed conflict right now. It may not be as soon as you turn on the channel, the news, you know, we're talking about the amount of wounded and injured, but we're still there.
Yeah.
You know, we still have veterans who need assistance, who need help. And PGA of America is really leaning in.
Well, Chris, who covers the cost? You know, right now, I mean, and I know, I'm sure you got sponsors, but I mean, you cover the cost, even getting golf clubs. I mean, right now, because of the economy, a lot of other stuff. And really, if you're a veteran, and if you're retired at 100%, you're not making a whole lot of money. You don't have a whole lot of money. So who covers the cost for, and is it covered for all veterans, I guess?
First of all, it's open. It's free to all veterans.
Oh, wow.
All of our programs are free. Our two national events are free that we do. It's covered by sponsors. PGA of America's made a huge commitment to this. They have, you know, a development team that goes out, looks for sponsors, help raise money. We have trustees. We have some of the industry, you know, corporate leaders, CEOs of organizations that are on our board that are helping us raise this money, helping to get other organizations involved because they know it's important. They know that what we are doing with the HOPE program is therapeutic and impacting veterans' lives.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, you told me before, but tell me again, how many people are in this program currently?
Right now, this year, we'll put 7,500 through.
So 75, and out of that 7,500, do you, a lot of them playing tournaments around the country with their sponsors?
Yeah, it's interesting. We have a mixed population. We have veterans who, you know, will play couple times a year who come through our program, and then we have veterans who are just playing in every veteran tournament, local tournament we can find. I would say that 50% of them are become avid golfers, like more like once a week, if not more.
Yeah,
that go through, and the other are once a month outings and things like that. But they're still getting the therapeutic benefit of it, and they're still staying connected with the people they go through the HOPE program with. So that's the most important thing to us.
Hey, Chris, we're going to take a break here in a second, but how many holes in one have you had?
Zero. And I tell you this, I honestly think if I ever get one, I'm quitting because I can't get any better.
Well, I don't want to brag, though. I don't want to brag. You know, I'm being on the guy. I don't want to brag. But I've had three. I've had three holes in
one. You've had three.
Yeah, so that's it. Chris.
Nobody likes to
talk. Chris, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're watching your Next Mission video podcast.
You're watching Your Next Mission, proudly presented by the Cavalry Agency. They help brands dominate no matter their size. Ideas, strategy, action. This is Cavalry. Learn more at cavalry.com. Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Purdue Global, providing affordable online education for hardworking adults. Learn more about a personalized, innovative, and world-class education at PurdueGlobal.edu. Veterans United Home Loans, the number one VA lender for 5 straight years. If you're buying, they're funding your dreams. Learn more at veteransunited.com. Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with Chris Noah, PGA of America Military and Veteran Liaison and Head of PGA HOPE. I want all our listeners to reach out to me directly. Tell us about your transition out of the military. Tell us what topics you'd like us to cover. I'm going to say that again. Tell us what topics you'd like us to cover. This is not my show. It's our show. You can text me or call me at 844-424-1134, and I'll actually reach back out to you or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Okay, let's pick it up where we left off. Chris, we're heading into our final segment with you today, and I've hoped you enjoyed it as much as I have. I just really have a couple more questions. I don't know if I can take all the beating that you've been getting me about the Army, but I'll try. Let's talk about all the benefits veterans can get from participating in PGA HOPE.
Sure. You know, first of all, we're going to teach you the game of golf by the best teachers in the world, PGA professionals. There's 28,000 PGA members across the country. We train them specifically to teach PGA Hope on top of their regular training. It's a one-day course. We talk to them about military culture, how to understand and speak to veterans, how to deal with veterans with PTSD, as well as teach them how to interact with veterans and teach veterans with limb loss, blindness, spinal cord injury. So it'll be a safe environment for them. They'll be around people who understand veterans. They'll be around some fellow veterans. You get an opportunity to learn the game of golf, meet some new friends, and just enjoy your rehab journey through the game of golf and be outside. Golf courses are in beautiful places.
Yeah, especially if they never played golf. I mean, it's really seemed like the right thing for them. I also want to explore the concept, and you said it already, a moment in time. Tell the audience again exactly what I think I got you the first time, but I think it's something to go over again.
Right. Yeah. So our goal in this, we realize we're not going to make professional golfers out there. That's not the goal of PGA Hope. A PGA Hope is to give the veteran an understanding how to develop a different mindset when approaching different things. And we do that through the game of golf with what we call a moment in time. When you play the game of golf, you need to be singular focused. You need to have a clear mind, and you just need to strike the golf ball. You can't be thinking about the trauma you've experienced and also the trauma you're dealing with now, coming back and trying to, you know, get back into a routine, trying to get back into everyday life. So by teaching the veterans that thought process about the game of golf and about striking the golf ball, we then see veterans using that in everyday life when they're dealing with stressful situations or just even dealing with family members and just trying to get back to their normal reset. It's phenomenal. It's a moment in time, and it does help the veteran in the rehab process, and they don't even know they're learning it because we're using the game of golf.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I told you. I probably didn't tell you before, but, you know, I was overran once, 20 wounded and 7 killed, and for years, I didn't really realize, you know, what I was going through. You know, back when I came into service, there wasn't a whole lot of structure with people that have post-traumatic stress or TBI, and it took me years to figure out how to block things out. And I was talking to some guys a little while ago, you know, how not to listen to certain things. In fact, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they asked me, he said, have you ever woke yourself up? And the answer is, yeah, I've woke myself up screaming before. And so for you to get back to your concept, for you to get back into a moment of time where you're just free, where it's just you and you're blind, your brain is, my brain's always empty a little bit here, but there you go. But for you to, I guess, for you to sort of release everything, you know, it's you release all your tension and that's, it's really an important thing because again, you know, you got to be honest about stuff. We have a lot of veterans out there that do commit suicide and have a lot of problems, a lot of issues, but they have those issues because they don't get into groups like this, like the, you know, PGA Hope. They don't get around. They just want to sit there and really, quite frankly, again, I hate to say it, but it's the truth. If you sit there and don't do anything, you die.
Right.
And so you got to, you know, you got to get up and you got to do something and really you got to enjoy life. Life's too short. Enjoy every second, whether or not you can hit a ball 3 feet or 100 feet or 200 meters or whatever. It is about that moment in time in life. It's your life, and take every second you can. Hey, what's the future of PGA Hope?
PGA Hope, we want to serve, you know, over 20,000 by the year 2026 is our goal. We're going to continue to grow. We have partnerships like Top Golf, where we're giving veterans access to Top Golf. Well, they'll be able to use Top Golf, as well as take clinics there, compete against other veterans across the country. We're just trying to build this community of veterans who are rehabbing through the game of golf and allow them to experience how golf can help you therapeutically and give you that moment in time and just continue to grow and get the word out. And I appreciate you doing that, and I want to remind your listeners that they can find us at pgahope.com. We'll hook you up with the program. Just hit us up and you'll hear back within 48 hours.
Yeah.
Not by me. We got people that actually work.
I want you to go through that website one more time so they can get all. What was the website again? Tell me the website.
PGAHope.com.
And they can contact you. When they contact you, you can tell them what course to go to, how to get involved, all that other stuff. Yeah.
They will hear from somebody within 48 hours about how to locate a program or from a fellow veteran that's already graduated from that program to help them get encouraged and get them up and ready to come to a HOPE program.
Hey, Chris, what about somebody that's not, you know, these guys harass me all the time, says, you know, I can get on my phone, I can turn on the phone, I can get on email, but for your older guys that are maybe a little bit older, is there a number or something they can call to reach out to you? I don't know if you have a number.
Outside of just, you know, if they're not using social media, use an Action NOAC on social media is my social media. But PGAHOPE.com is our main communication plan.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Now, are you guys on all the other social media stuff? I mean, LinkedIn.
Yeah, we're on Twitter, Facebook, all that, InstaFace, or whatever the kids are using these days. That I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're on all. They have people a lot smarter and brighter than me doing that stuff.
You and me both. That's for sure. Hey, Chris, first of all, let me say you're a wonderful guy to talk to. And thank you for what you and your team are doing to help our veteran community. I tell people all the time, you know, just do your part, whether or not it's big or small. But if you're helping one or two veterans and families, you're making a difference. And what you're doing in your moment of time, what you're doing is making a tremendous difference in the lives of a lot of people. And so for the people that are listening today, and I hope that just a lot of people listen, golf is therapy. Get involved with PGA HOPE. Talk to other veterans. Harass them like I do, you know, it's a Navy, Army football game. Let's get into it a little bit. But all together now, I say this all the time, there's probably 20 million veterans out there. We're all part of a family. But the only difference is I'm not going to give you an allowance or nothing. You're part of my family. I'm not going to give you no money. But we're all going to stick together. Hey, Chris, first of all, again, thanks a lot for talking to this old soldier today. Any final thoughts, anything you want to share with the audience?
No, I just, you know, I appreciate the opportunity, Sergeant Major, to get on and talk about HOPE and just remind veterans that there are people out there, like the Sergeant Major, what he's doing here, PGA HOPE. You know, there are people out there who care. And veterans who are going to help you on your journey. So trust us, give us an opportunity. And I will tell you one thing, you will enjoy the game of golf and you'll be happy that you took a chance and gave us a shot. Again, I appreciate the time.
Hey, not a problem. Chris, thank you so much. Thank you again so much for you and your team are doing. Hey, thanks again to Chris. I'm Jack Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. You've been watching Your Next Mission video podcast. And thank you for... This is an important thing we're talking about today. Thank you for watching today. This is really important. And I haven't heard that before, but I heard a lot today about a moment in time. It's about making a difference in our veterans' life. Please visit our website of yournextmission.org and leave me a review. You know, I tell everybody I don't care if it's a good or a bad review, but we got to build a family. We got to build a following. Instead of having 50 or 75, I want to have 300,000 or 400,000 people that... help each other out. Again, we're family, but I'm just not going to give you no money. You can also visit our partners there who can provide you with so many services that will assist you in your transition from the military. Also, please visit our corporate partners and see all the jobs that are available. We want to help you find employment. We want to do whatever we can to help you. Please know we want to assist you any way we can. Every week I'm going to say it, every day I'm going to say that twice. Please know we want to assist you in any way we can. Please follow me on all my personal social medias. Even though Chris doesn't use them, I do. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Never thought I'd ever say that. And if you enjoyed our discussion with Chris, please like us. Click on that subscribe button below. Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message or send me a text at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at SMATilley@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Chris and for being with us today. It was just great having you on the show. And today, I don't think the only thing I'm going to say today is listen to the Chris and all the things he's talking about with the PGA HOPE. It is about a moment in time. It's about making a difference with our veteran, that veteran community and their families. It's about making sure that if you've dedicated your life for this country, you're willing to die for this country, let us help you. Let us do whatever we can to stick together so you have a wonderful life. And that's what we want. We want to change your life. We want you to be a part of our lives. So don't forget, you're not there by yourself. It is about a moment of time. Again, thanks for watching. Thanks to Cloudcast Media, New Mind Studios, and of course, our four presenting sponsors, Calvary Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hoo-ah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.